They give him some apprentice doing the job. Eamon Duff, his name is. And there's a big colour map of New South Wales, Sydney area, where all the busts have been. Amen. And the Eckies are a little, you know, the little yellow smiley face. And then there's Pills, which are speed. And then there's the cannabis leaf. And it's all the big busts and where they were.
Oh,
so
they great.
Got pills everywhere. Hey, can we get leaves everywhere.
Can we get that scanned and made into a T-shirt? Yeah.
In the city is all speed and Eckies.
Look at all the speed.
And out of the city, once you go out west, you're talking bunt. You're talking the gunga.
Have a look.
You're talking the grouse.
It's a great map.
So you know where to go. Go west.
Yeah.
Go west. Western Sydney is where you're going to find pot.
Yeah.
Nice, nice little... It's like a road map of
I reckon you could make a great T-shirt out of that.
Jesus, look at this. Quantum News. The Bali Nine are receiving harsh sentences, including the death penalty and life in prison. Do you feel any sympathy for them? This is the Daily Telegraph, I'd say, poll.
Daily Telegraph poll, look at it.
40 people said yes, I feel some sympathy for them. 214, 84% said no.
No sympathy. So the yes, the 16%, yes.
They're not just bleeding hearts, man. It's bullshit. They're young kids. They don't know what they're doing. I want to talk about something that happened this week. I hear some young one of our young people, and he's a very nice boy, I reckon. You know, has got way drunk. Has driven home. People were telling him not to drive home. You've got to take keys off people. You do not let a really drunk person get in a car. Look, okay, if they kill themselves, what if they kill a carload of other people? What if they hit a carload of kids, you know? So he's very lucky that didn't happen, and because those people would feel really guilty and embarrassed, you know? If you know someone's going to get in a car drunk, you take the keys off them. I don't give a shit.
Michael, that can sometimes be...
Very difficult.
Impossible.
No, not impossible. Ask for help. Because we've all seen it happen, you know. How about that? He wasn't drunk, the Mildura man, but that can happen. That can happen.
The Mildura man had he wasn't drunk.
Anyway,
why did you say that?
Take his keys
Michael,
off him?
He wasn't drunk, that Mildura man, but we could have an accident like that.
Because he had no alcohol ready. He ran off. They didn't get to see him.
He didn't run off at all. He came back that night. And you know why he ran off? Because the people were throwing bottles at him and going to kill him. I don't blame him for running off. He did the right thing. One of the guys who didn't get hit at the accident, saw him get out of the car and said, his quote out of the paper is, I had a bottle in my hand, half drunk, what the hell, I hurled it at him. Mm. And, all these people were going to go for him, so he ran, fair enough, and he gave himself up later. I reckon it wasn't deliberate.
No.
His life is ruined. His whole family's life is ruined. Mm. It was a freak accident, from what I understand.
Well, from what I can read, and I haven't read a real lot about
it. The horrible thing is, your blood test will probably have cannabis in it.
He hit a tree just 100 metres before he hit them.
So he was out of it on something.
He'd already hit a tree and was sliding out of control down the road with his four-year-old on his lap and his nine-year-old next to him.
I didn't hear that.
Going sideways in the gravel is how I heard it when he collected them all.
Because they weren't on the road. They were on the side of the road. So he's lost control.
He's lost control. Hit something and then slammed into the lot of them.
Jesus.
It's just a horrific...
That's as far as I can make out.
It's just horrific, isn't it?
But I guess we'll never know until it all comes out in the coroner's court.
And, I mean, 100 metres, if he's clipped a tree, 100 metres is...
It's a long time. It happens in a split second.
That'll be happening out of control.
Especially if you're doing 100K and suddenly there's kids up ahead in the road and you swerve and you hit a tree.
Was it wet?
Yeah.
Who knows? No, Mildura's never wet. No.
It was sliding along in the gravel.
Just dry gravel, it's even worse.
It makes me feel sick. I felt sick about it.
3,000 people buried alive in the Philippines.
Yeah.
How's this?
Oh, it's disgusting. Rescue, and that's the loggers.
Rescue crews sinking into the mud, John so Howard. That they had to be rescued themselves. They had to send in a second rescue team to rescue a rescue team that actually just got sucked in.
Yeah.
The mud's like a quick mud.
Well, the mud would be like 100 metres deep or something. 50 metres, 100 metres deep.
Who knows? It's that really tacky, sticky, nasty...
And it happened really quickly, wouldn't it?
...sucking mud. I saw some people were trying to work in it. Just to walk through it is an effort to carry people, our bodies out.
See, I don't know if that had happened around here because of the clay. Would our whole hillside...
Their hillsides had no trees. Mm. Our hillside's got trees on them around here. Mm. They had none. It was just denuded.
Tasmania happened. And thanks, Howard.
All the dirt, the whole lot just slid off completely.
Thanks, Howard. Thanks to that rotten Labor.
Bloody Premier. Disgusting.
It's all of them. It's the attitude of cut it all down, sell it off.
More Plantum news?
Before I die.
Victorian jockey Colin Marshall has been suspended for 6 months after returning a positive swab to cannabis and eckies. Racing Victoria Series yesterday concluded he'd gone. He kept winning day after day. We couldn't work out why, said officials. Now we know.
Cannabis and the eckies.
Okay.
He would totally become one with the horse.
Right. I can see how that would give you an unfair advantage, cannabis and eckies.
Yeah, well, they won it illegal.
Winning day after day.
You know how they caught him?
How?
He went across the finishing line without a horse.
Oh, my God. They warned him about that too, didn't they? We're always warning
him. Big grin on his face, letting himself on the arse.
Yeah, going away, making all the motions. Making all the motions. He won. The horse was about 15, 20 metres
behind. I fell off.
He'd taken right off. Talk about being at one with it.
Yeah, drugs. And I've found that too. Like, take a lot of cannabis. Boy, you run like the wind, don't you? And you think so clearly.
Here's a big letter in the telly about the barley nine and so on. If they're stupid enough to do or not, and this is halfway through the letter, doesn't their stupidity match the stupidity of the barley nine? Drug takers steal and lie to get their next dose. They're an economic and social burden. Let's put them in their place and call them what they are. Let's put them in jail for life or at least 20 years. You espouse personal responsibility. Very well, it follows that if the people buying and taking drugs demonstrated personal responsibility, there would be no market for drugs in the first place. Go on, Chris.
Yeah, nice call, Chris.
Nice call, Chris. No, he's right.
Well, hey, that's, remember when we were down at the drug summit?
Yeah.
That is exactly what we decided to vote yes to.
Yeah, that's right.
When we were the representatives of Nimbin down at the drug summit a couple of years back, or a few years back now.
Mm. Then again.
We voted for the harshest possible.
Then again, no, but seriously,
as long as they included alcohol and tobacco.
Seriously, that's getting a little bit obsessive about there being no market for it at all, because there's markets for potatoes and tomatoes and lettuces, you know. And like, I know I could grow my own lettuces and tomatoes and so forth, but hey, not everybody wants to spend all their time growing all their needs.
Oh well.
Hey, you know the big multiplex Wembley Stadium redevelopment in London.
The one that's going to take another $10
trillion. $350 trillion.
Yeah. Extra.
And it's
extra.
An Aussie company, I think.
Yep.
Look, this here is an insight into the future. This is it, guys. Allegations of drug use by workers at the Wembley Stadium redevelopment have created further headaches for Multiplex Group as it races to finish the project. Time for the FA Cup.
And they've been
Spokesman Matthew Chandler said the allegations had been referred to police after a report in the Sun said dozens of builders were taking drugs. The allegations are a setback which had caused 5 profit write-downs and investigation by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission.
Jesus.
Too many of our workers are come from Nimbin, said Matthew.
They came recruiting here.
We cannot shake it off. They work like dogs, but they live like wild men.
Is that what the bugger said? They work like dogs and they live like wild men. That's disgusting.
That's what
What's his name? Sense. Who's the guy that said that?
Barley Mule. Didn't I know it was heroin?
Martin Stevens, one of the Barley Nine,
he denied it was heroin.
He had no idea it was heroin, and it didn't help him. But they've all appealed, I've seen. Did you see that?
Yeah, but the thing is with the appeals over there, I mean, like, same as over here, an appeal can go either way. It does here too.
If you told them he thought he was smuggling frankincense.
Well, they might get an appeal in a court in, say, Java somewhere.
Yeah.
And they might just say, I'll kill him.
Yeah, fuck them.
Greens' Lee Rhiannon will meet hemp activist in Nimbin today on proposed new hydro. She said the new offences and increased penalties could push young people into using harder drugs. Premier Yemma lacks the courage to make drug law reforms in the health sector because, like his predecessor, he is addicted to tough-on-crime headlines, she said. Isn't she a beauty?
Yeah.
The meetings will be in the Oasis at 4 p.m. Earlier, Ms. Rhiannon will launch the Green Save Country Land campaign at the train station. That is a beautiful sentence.
Gone.
Oh, last week. Like his predecessor, he is addicted to tough on. That is a class staying.
Put that on the T-shirt too. Come on.
Addicted
to what?
The tough on crime.
Tough
statements.
On crime headlines. The law and order option. It's happening in South Australia at the moment.
I know.
Then I've got.
Must be time for us some music again.
Yeah, it must be time. Look, it's 1:05. You're at 203.9.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, calm, sunny day here in Woolloongabba. And it's good to have you with us here.
And waiting for the mudslide.
Take the bong out of your mouth when you talk.
With my boogie board.
Emilia Torrini, little Icelandic gem there.
You can guess that from the accent, really, can't
you?
Yeah,
one of Björk's, one of the next generation.
Björk.
Beautiful.
Björk's. Who are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're speaking a foreign language.
Björk.
How you say it?
Björk. You've got to sing. Swedish is always sung.
Not Swedish. She's Icelandic.
Same thing.
Not quite. No, it's not the same thing. Come on, we're here to talk drugs. Not
the rest of our drug news. Next drug news.
Next drug news.
Come on. Next drug news. We've got more dog news.
I've got dogs. Here it is. Here.
Dogs are now.
A state opposition party.
Oh, thank you.
Has vowed to allow drug sniffer dogs to search schools under the proposal part of the Liberals' anti-drug platform announced yesterday. For the South Australian election, the dogs, including beagles, would have unrestricted access, classrooms, lockers and school bags while students were present.
I thought beagles were
dangerous. Opposition spokesman said the party's policy of zero tolerance would deter young people from taking drugs. Ah, oh, they're pathetic.
Beagles are savage.
Bad boy Brit rocker Pete Doherty, who I've never heard of.
We've done this before.
Have you?
Pete
vowed
Doherty.
To stay away from crack and smack after dodging a prison term. He had 8 charges and he got off.
Sounds like a sensible thing. Oh, stay away from crack
and smack. He's Kate Moss's boyfriend.
He's Kate Moss's sometimes boyfriend, they say.
Yeah, that's
all. They say sometimes boyfriend.
I like the way they say that. She's had 48 boyfriends,
aren't you? Yeah, it is sometimes.
He wasn't much of a junkie anyway, is what he said.
Just a little junkie.
Sorry, Your Honour, I wasn't much of a junkie.
I'm not much of a junkie, really. Good. I'm pretty slack at the junkie.
Is that a defence? I'm not very good at it.
I'm a shit-ass little junkie. Let me off.
Let's face it, if I was good at it, I wouldn't be here.
Well, I'm a shit-ass little junkie. Let me off.
Yeah.
Maybe if you took a little guitar in there or played a few songs.
Depends on the magistrate. Now, Tweed Shire's got Lyndon, Judge Lyndon. The enlightenment.
That's what I wanted to talk to you
about.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Every time I get something to talk about, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I'm so sorry. Please tell them the story.
No, I'm not going to now.
No.
You tell them.
Well, it's because I haven't been smoking much. You get me ripped. It's all gushing out of me like a lunatic.
Go.
Gush like
a... Yeah, gave me the cutting out of a Gold Coast paper, small cutting, but Jeff Lyndon, magistrate up there, someone had 80-odd plants. I heard it was Hygie. And he was an ex-rugby player. Anyway, it was personal use and no record recorded and 3 months bond, I think, or something. But, you know, it has to be personal. You know, they were probably tiny little plants, you know, and it has to be shown to be personal. And there are a lot of magistrates out there now who do know what they're doing and do know what's going
on.
He came out and sat in the Oasis, I remember, in the days of cafes, to find out for himself what it was about, who smokes, what are they like.
Mm.
And I think he's on John Howard's Drug Advisory Council these days.
Well, I think they're getting the information that there are some drug addicts out there, and I mean cannabis smokers who
greedy bastards.
And now, of course,
who like to smoke their pot and who do it hydroponically. And I've noticed this with some of them, and they have the whole setup, and it's called Sea of Green. But they might have 200 plants, each with a tiny wee head.
And they clip them.
And they clip them.
Yeah.
They clip them.
Yeah.
And so there's 200 plants. Yeah. That's enough to get, I think, hydroponically live. 25 years, is that right?
Yeah.
How many plants?
Well, they might have a couple of hundred in these tiny little pots.
Anything more than 199, you get a license.
Live sentence.
Pretty much, you know, 25 years, whatever it is, 20 years. Yeah, that's the maximum. Anything over 199, you guys are just reading the paper for fun now.
We have found the huge middle lift out. I've searched this paper, and then I opened it, and it's our girls, Colleen and Tarang. Press pause for rite of passage.
They're centrepoles. Look
press
at
pause. Oh, I get it. So this is about menopause. It's a huge centrefold on the apothecary, how to handle menopause.
On our apothecary?
Our apothecary, Tarang and Colleen. They are so beautiful. Two beautiful women, I reckon.
Yeah. Two witches, might I add.
Now I know how old they are. Colleen's 53. My first sentence came
good
when I was about 41.
Apothecary.
I think she had about 40 kids, Colleen.
Nine.
I noticed that my cheeks were hot and red, and I wondered what was causing it. I stopped smoking bongs, everything. At times, my... No, she left. I made up that bit.
Anyway,
and then we won't go into it too much, but because it's huge. At times, my bleeding became intense. I felt totally depleted and became sick of taking iron tablets. My mood would swing wildly. At times, I'd feel downright murderous anger. This is else. Anger is too small a word to describe the overwhelming intensity. My karate training helped.
I went out and killed someone.
The anger wasn't about anything specific. It was just there. Yeah.
She didn't really say that.
Michael, where's this getting?
It's a marvellous journey of self-discovery.
This is a centerfold that we found. Yeah, look at our two girls in it.
Get a life. Look at our beautiful women.
It's a great article.
Out there telling the world how to handle it.
Great. Can we get back to drug news? I'm just trying to keep you on track.
That's drug news, mate. Reckoning time for the Barley Nine. We've done all that.
Yes, come on.
We've done it all.
Okay, anything else?
It was a good centrefold. I really enjoyed that, opening it up and seeing the two girls there.
Me too. I want to do it again.
When it comes to drugs,
what did Terang say?
The Nimbin Apothecary is a great little place.
It's fantastic.
Terang is 51. I started getting symptoms at 45, being a joint owner, of course, we know about that, of the Nimbin Apothecary with Colleen and Diana, put me in a fantastic place to do research. All my mucous membranes, including my mouth and nose, dried up. I took vitamin E and used a kiwi fruit-based natural lubricant. I also use herbs and slippery elm. Anyway, you might have power surges she talks about, cold water fans, herbs and creams. Go and talk to the girls in there. If you're starting to freak out and bash your man and hate people and roller coaster, emotional roller coasters, weeping fits, brain fog.
Well, as a goddess, let me tell you.
Go and see the apothecary. If you're listening to this radio, it's only 5 kilometres away.
Hard and ugly time.
Tell us about your menopause, goddess.
No, I don't think so. I am in the midst of it right now.
I'm flushing hotly.
This is what's been wrong with him all these bloody years.
You are about the most perfect example of a male menopause.
A male menopause?
Anyway, yes, Bob, I heard this week the girls got you in the park.
Me?
Yes.
No.
I heard, yeah, I know he's been sworn to secrecy.
What are you talking about?
About 15 women got Bob in the park
and said,
you are not allowed to let the goddess say any more of that stupid stuff. That's why he keeps interrupting me.
Oh, Bob
anyway,
Down.
Bob, I don't blame you.
Oh, Bob Along.
I wouldn't want them to beat me up either.
Bob Down, Bob Along. I got beaten up by a whole flock of them last night, don't you worry. I got whacked about the place.
Beautiful. That was
No
a great
woman,
song.
No cry. It makes a lot of sense to me.
A bit of Xavier Rudd there, and
No woman,
beautiful,
no cry.
Beautiful rendition of the old Bob Marley song. Great work, Xavier.
So, what was he saying with that? What was his message? What was the?
Everything's going to be all right.
And no woman, no cry. What does that mean?
It says, no woman, no cry.
What does that mean?
It means if you haven't got a woman, then you're not going to cry.
Hey, coming from the Bob Along.
It could also mean, woman, there is no need to cry.
This Nimbin story.
Things are cool. Don't sweat it.
Now you're making it up.
I'm under control.
Don't worry, be happy. We know that's the law.
No, I know that I'm going to probably fuck up, but it's okay. I think I can look after myself. I think that's what I'm saying too. It's all cool.
How arrogant.
These entire four pages, the only thing in here is the Nimbin story. This is a Telegraph thing. They're all Telegraph ads. It's all the Telegraph. The Telegraph.
And then a Nimbin ad.
And a Nimbin story. It's like they've added this whole section, which is four pages, you know, a double bloody whatever you call them.
Is it that they're just desperately trying to get people in Nimbin to buy a
Telegraph? And there's no number on the page. But it's like an ad afterthought.
It is very interesting what Gary Atkin said on his way out as they interviewed him on this issue.
What does Gary say?
It's not an easy job. Mm-hmm. This is a town that stands alone on what its opinion is of the drug laws.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting, very insightful.
Stands alone. Anyway, as What you've got there, Michael, is a non-archival page of newspaper. Like, it doesn't matter how you want to put it in the archive. There's no numbers to identify where or when it ever came from.
It's got the February 24th date, but no number.
No we can check it for DNA.
Listen to what Thomas George says.
It's got a date. It's not
Thomas.
Just think about what George is saying. The hippie dream is dead. Instead, there are new, young, hardened drug users pitted against the older pot smokers.
No, that's us. Then.
Which is a recipe for a blow-up like it was at Macquarie Pills.
I want to be the hardened young
drug dealer. The government can't say they haven't been warned.
You are not the hardened young drug dealer anymore.
I don't want to be the old hippie dream. You have to be.
You're too old to be hardened young drug dealer.
Thomas, you're cruel with your words. Pull your finger out of your ass, you dickhead.
He's so cruel. I mean, a lot of us I won't say old. I'm not as young as we used to be, people.
Uh-huh.
Take offence at being called. What did he call us again?
I think of myself as young.
So do I.
You know, I look at myself and I think, look at that virile young goddess.
I look at the necklace you're wearing and I think, look at that guy having a crisis. He's wearing jewels all around his neck now.
Well, hey, it could be worse. It could be a Harley. Yes. It could be wearing a Harley around my neck.
Have you ordered one? No, you've just got your incredible transporter van.
I can't afford one, Bobalong.
Your great big van that you hope we're going to fill with loose women at all times.
I could afford cheap bling. That was as far as I could get.
Cheap bling around your neck. Michael, what have you found?
In the picture, he took a million pictures.
This is the picture of Nimbin.
There's two big banners up. One says End Prohibition and one says Legalise It. And they've managed to pick a photo where both of them you can't read.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. Clever.
Very interesting.
Clever editing,
that is. And I mentioned one thing about it,
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all. I'm just having a look at the details.
They're playing into our hands.
They are.
There's no doubt about it.
They are indeed.
Yeah. Absolutely no doubt about it.
Every breath they take, it's more like boa constrictors wrapping ourselves around them. Every time they breathe out, we just...
It's a bit like what happened to Chappelle in Bali with the media, and the media brought her down, basically, by having her in the spotlight so bright that nothing could happen. Mm. And the same thing here with Nimbin. If all the tourists would just go away...
Mm.
Then there's no one to sell to, so all the street stuff goes away.
I like the tourists. I like them.
I do too. And they're the best tourists on the planet, man. Young people from all around the world. It's the best moment in their life.
And what a high point. What a high point. Sitting down there at the Oasis, sitting out there enjoying a sublime cup of coffee and when the buses pull in and vomit out all of these absolutely gorgeous young tourists.
Tourists.
I thought you were talking about the young guy that greened out 3 weeks ago and got on the tourist bus, turned around, hung out the door, and we won't go any further.
Through his voice.
Through his voice.
Through his green voice all over the paddock.
Yeah. 1:30 here on the Hemp Show.
Uh-huh.
And we're staggering. We are really staggering today. What the hell were we...
Well, I think because we're all pretty upset about the treatment that we've been getting, and we're all a bit shell-shocked, and me personally, I'm very, very tired.
I don't think I've got over being called one of those thems that bash young female policemen, as Bruce Lyons.
We're all like that. I know, well, I see them, I notice, when I go to talk to the police and they say, where are you from? And you say, oh, I'm from Nimbin, and they go, and they take two steps backwards, and they go,
what
does
he say? Where does he say, Bluey? Where does he say? Hey, Bob, you need to write into the Northern Star on that. She was doing the bit. Bruce Ryan said the situation, critical point. After freeing the man, he punched her. It's not true that she freed him out of the car. The officer was called out to an accident where a man was trapped in his car. After freeing the man,
only because he'd locked himself in.
I don't hear that.
Too drunk to realise.
I didn't hear that story. Superintendent Bruce Ryan said the situation was critical. She was doing the best she could to help this person, and she was assaulted for it. This is a typical example of the type of people that live in Nimbin.
Okay. I'm offended.
Typical example of the type of people that live in Nimbin. It's very stressful and we need a more sustained presence walking the beat.
Maybe we should just police ourselves. We could each become policemen of ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe they should get paid for it.
If they all went away, if that's the typical example, if we're all like that, they should just go away and leave us to our own devices, and surely we're not worth saving.
Either that or send in those Abraham's battle tanks that they haven't found a use for yet.
Oh, you just come in and kill us all?
Well... I mean, how many?
I suppose it's a start.
How many Abraham's battle tanks would it take?
Take a couple, one from either end of town.
You reckon?
Just come to the middle.
They just roll up the sides. They wouldn't even stay on the road. They just roll over all the houses and the dwellings. And
they're probably too big for the road.
And do something like in Botswana or Zimbabwe or wherever it is.
If they took out one side
each, get rid of all the vermin.
Yeah, they could just roll down, taking out all the awnings. And then just swing their mighty guns around, taking out all the shops
themselves. All the shops themselves, and maybe open up. the odd round.
Oh, you wouldn't need much, would you?
You wouldn't need much.
Maybe one into the hotel because it's big. And you could
I reckon if you used armour-piercing stuff, you'd go up one end of town, you'd shoot your bullet, your big, bullets.
It'd go straight through town, it wouldn't even explode.
Oh, through town, it would never explode. It wouldn't stop till it got to Blue Knob.
That's right.
and the bloody lieutenant would say to the colonel, I think we missed, Colonel.
Went right through everything. Nothing hard enough to set him off.
Abraham's battle tanks. I would just love one of them.
We could talk all day, but Michael still hasn't found any. He's just reading the paper. Look at him.
That's a heavy
stack. That's
standard.
What he does.
It's
he
a
comes
typical
in for
example
them
of the type of people that live in
Nimbus. Is it taking you the whole time to read that over and over and over again?
I just reread what Louis said. I like to study the media thing, and you have a little study. There he is. The picture, he's at the press conference. You know, the press conference, you know, where they have 400 microphones. In Lismore, we have two.
Yeah.
And it looks on the big shiny desk, glimmering, and the light, and it's all power and.
Where was this? Was this in Lismore?
Okay,
is he our new boss?
No, he's been our boss for a while.
He's been on the show, mate.
He's cool.
He's not.
He's cool.
He's not.
He knows
he's
what's
cool.
going on. He's 25 years undercover in New South Wales Police. Do you think he doesn't know what's going on?
He's aged badly for a 25-year-old.
He knows what's
Look
going on.
Look at him,
on.
Not a hair
he's
on his
impossible.
Head.
Michael.
It is bullshit. The police don't make the laws.
He's not cool. Get that out of your bloody, almost as bald as Bluey's skull. He's not cool.
It is not cool what he said here. This is a typical example of the type of people that live in Nimbus.
You're the one that's saying he's cool, not me.
Well,
wake up, mate.
What I mean is he knows what's going on.
That's not cool.
No, he's uncool.
He knows
what's going on.
Okay, so we've changed our mind.
Before, we had a guy whose brother, I think, smoked pot, who still didn't seem to know what was going on. This guy knows what's going on.
His brother didn't
he
know
He knows
what's going
it's
on.
Impossible
no
to stop.
No one knows what's going on.
It's
no
impossible
one.
To no. stop.
What the hell's
you know,
going on?
The cameras really were to try to make the street feel a bit safer, and the police thought they might be able to dodge walking the beat. You can't. It's that simple, I reckon.
Walking the beat, well, 10 of them, there'll be some beat walking.
Yeah, if they get 10, they won't get 10.
They could get some.
They'll get 10.
They'll be lucky to get one.
Thomas
more.
Is going down to Parliament today.
He's
to get us 10 coppers.
He's going
to
demand it. In
he's going to herd them up here like a little flock of blue sheep.
they'll trotter to the footpaths four at a time.
Four abreast.
Or covering each other in battle formation. You know? 1-2-1.
Oh, dear.
Ain't life
the strangest experience
ever had? Ain't it? Yeah.
Now, there's been a few police raids. I heard there was a raid out here recently this week on someone, a private property, acting on information again. I haven't heard the choppers come back. There was mention they were coming this week, so I got the girls dancing again. We got the rain straight away. I'm so impressed.
Yes.
They've
They're
got the formula
good.
Worked out.
Yeah,
and now all we've got is rotten mould.
Yeah, that's
For
right.
For God's sake, go and check your
plant. I know, girls, enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
No. As soon as they stop, the chopper comes back.
Well,
what are you going to do?
The chopper gets a whole lot less than the mole does.
Well, what about that clear plastic?
That's a very good
You put
bit
that
of
clear plastic
there.
over your plants and
what,
keep the
mold.
Rain off, but they get the light.
Hey, listen, let's
but
face it.
The mold
it, let's
is
face
everywhere.
It, if you're a grower out there, the least of your worries is the choppers. You're worried about rip-offs.
Rippers,
mold. You're worried about mold, and then you're worried about rip-offs.
No, we're not. Then you're worried about what struck me down in the dead of night like the skunk that it is, goddess. Hermaphrodism.
Oh. Did one of your plants turn on you? Couldn't decide whether it was a girl or a boy and went a bit, put $50 each way.
You got eternal vigilance. That's where the word came from. Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, there you go. Was
there
it big?
Huge.
Oh, dear.
It's good to see the support and sympathy a man gets.
Well, I just want to put it out there to all you growers who are finding you're getting a lot of hermaphrodites this year. I am a goddess.
We know.
Do
you know we've had a lot of written complaints about that?
Written?
Here at the station, yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You were supposed to take all the hermaphroditic energy out of the whole place, all into your body. That was the promise.
That was
That's
the
what
promise.
I understood.
That's what the only reason we got. That's
in
the
fact,
only you reason. You
I did.
That was the reason why you were allowed to use the word.
I did, and then I just thought, bugger this, I'll go again.
I remember clearly when it began. We had that huge year. There were hermaphrodites everywhere. There was seed pod everywhere. You said, I will take it on. I will take the burden. Jesus took the other thing. I will take this. I will become a goddess with balls.
That's right.
And since
well,
then, it's
how
been
come we're getting hermaphrodites, mate?
I think it's called penis envy.
Oh, dear.
What, you're envious because you haven't got one?
No, no, no. This is in the plant world.
This is just energy.
We're talking the plant world.
We're talking energy.
And we're talking the plant world. We're talking pistils and stamens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all the same, man. It's all the same.
What? You think that...
In or out.
Pistils, envy, stamens. Get away. What, you're saying that all stamens have got pistol envy? Come on.
Hey, I had a changing the subject.
Maybe I'm not saying that. And what a stupid thing to have said. You're right, Bob.
Moving right along to drug news.
Yes.
We had a huge Mardi Gras meeting last Monday evening at 5 o'clock.
How many is huge?
Three people.
Three people. Okay. Wow. One down
that's
from last
all
week.
Happening, guys. Ooh.
One down that's from the week before.
That's massive.
It's all happening.
Well, do you know what that means? It means that those three people are going to be extremely powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I finally got onto the cannon.
Possibly the only power.
And what did the Canna Man say?
The Canna Man, Canna, got fully investigated by the ACCC, is it called?
Mm.
Who are they?
They're the Accountants for Christ.
Consumers or something?
No, Accountants for Christ.
They cannot ever, in any advertising anymore at all, use the word cannabis, use the word indoor, use anything, anything, anything. They've got to delete all reference to cannabis in their products.
Why?
If they want to keep playing in Australia.
Oh, I see.
And although they will be visiting the Mardi Gras with the founder of Canna, they will have beards and glasses and be in disguise.
So they'll look
cannot
like
be associated officially.
They'll
with
look officially like Zizi
anyway.
Top.
But they'll use a code of some kind, won't they?
Yeah.
They'll just use euphemisms.
Yeah. Can we decide now, or do we have to have a competition to decide what particular word we'll use as this year's euphemism for cannabis?
Tomatoes. Hydroponic tomatoes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Because that's what they're using already.
Yeah, I think that's
if you want a bumper crop of tomatoes, indoor hydroponic tomatoes.
Can they do things like have a cannabis plant picture and then sort of Photoshop...
No.
Hang on. And then Photoshop some tomatoes onto it to hide some of the heads?
Their legal advice is no, not at all.
No mention, no pictures, no nothing.
No pictures, no reference, no site, nothing, nothing. They've had to change entire brochures, policies, websites, everything, everything, everything. Anyway, but the advanced nutrient man, he's going to ring me at the weekend, I hope.
A picture of a guy trying to smoke a tomato?
But I thought it would be great if one of these big rich guys gave us 20, 30 grand.
Yeah, just
we really need 40.
Give us 40.
But we could get some with donations, I reckon. And we don't have a fence and we don't have armbands and it's all a free show.
What's the 40 for? Who gets the 40?
We spent 45 grand
what
or something
on?
Last year on
fences.
Mardi Gras.
On fences?
Oh, no. Security was big.
Insurance.
Security.
Who did you pay
insurance.
For security? Who did you pay for security?
We had to pay Lismore guys. We had to pay Jungle Patrol. There's costs with Jungle Patrol and they'll be, seeing they're not even a registered group this year, there'll be lots of costs.
Mm.
What else do I can't remember the big costs, so I've got them.
How much
somewhere.
Did you
it's
take
pretty
out
interesting
of it?
What, how it costs.
Is it true that you got 15 grand for
I got nothing. I'm not into ever getting anything out of it.
I see.
But, hey, there was a year when there was 500s paid. You remember it caused a lot of trouble. I don't want to always want to be a volunteer just because I believe in the volunteer thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious, you know.
Yeah, apparently as of July the 1st, the whole social security system changes and the government says that they no longer really believe in the volunteer system again, and even if you are volunteering and doing all this stuff in the community, tough luck, get it and look for a job anyway.
Hey, who said that? Where did you just
first
make that up?
Of July. No, that's what's coming.
Well,
you, what, tell me that again.
This is the new regime, the new toughening up of the
no
social
more volunteers.
Security. No, but it has been that under the guise of supposedly by volunteering in various places you're learning new skills, right? They've allowed people to volunteer within community organisations.
That's what you've been doing for the last 32 years, Bob.
Exactly. And
beautifully
not have to...
Enhancing our community.
And that fulfils their looking for work requirements, and they haven't had to look for jobs.
I want to see this volunteer.
Anyway.
Have you got a press release on
but
this
it makes no, that makes no difference.
Makes no
it's
difference.
It's all running out as of the 1st of July when a whole new Social Security Act comes into force. They've got new draconian... nude draconian penalties.
Mm.
Apparently, rather than just cutting your dole down a bit, you're actually going to get cut off for like 8 weeks at a time, which should really
that
do...
That should help the burglary rates.
Should it really push them up so that we can get those empty prisons that we've had built by Halliburton filled up?
Mate, we need some homeless people, that's for sure. You know, I realised too, these great designs for a homeless shelter, send them into council, they say, what about the toilets? Yeah, you know.
What, to live in?
So I've realised we'd absolutely have to bypass the system all over the place nowadays.
Hang on. Were you saying that they can... They were saying, why can't they sleep
we
in the toilets?
We can have them. What about toilets? Where do they poo?
Well, in the toilets.
Yeah, of course. They're locked. And we can't have a homeless shelter near here. I wanted it down near the creek.
What about toilets?
You got to put a toilet block with it.
Well, not if they're down near the creek.
Then you got to have a kitchen. Then you got to do this. Then you got to do that. So I suggested, why don't you buy Granny's farm? Give it to the homeless. Then they stopped.
Yeah, I'm afraid we got them by the balls here. We are winning. They have walked right into our traps.
I think you've actually nailed it.
Whoppity whoppity
wop. You've nailed it. We are winning.
We're definitely
winning.
The war
on drugs is stuffed, mate.
Oh, yeah. They're grinding to a halt. They just bought all those Abraham's battle tanks, and they've only got Nimbin to use them on.
Yeah. And, of course, now that the word's come out that the whole of the bloody CIA is devoted to just trying to fly all the heroin out of Afghanistan because there's just so much of it now. It takes a lot of planes to fly out 5,000 tonne of heroin.
Well, it would.
It does. It does.
And then the CIA is Burma? Is that right, where they process it?
Well, no, it's already heroin, I think, by the time it leaves Afghanistan. They're just talking about selling it for whatever they can, or trading it for weapons. It's always good, trading it for weapons.
They can always do a swap.
They do.
There's someone that will do a swap.
Swaps, because there's a lot of South American right-wing militias need tooling up again right now, because and there's this nasty outbreak of socialistic democracy going on all over
South America. So they give them big bags of heroin?
They give big bags of heroin to the gun makers. And then the gun makers give big piles of guns to the right-wing militias that are waiting for them in
South America, in
Costa Rica, on the border of Nicaragua, all that sort of shit, all the way through.
Mm.
Bolivia, Venezuela, all through there.
Yeah.
It costs a lot to keep a whole lot of right-wing fascist militia types happy. And
they were getting them to do it with their own cocaine, and then cocaine went legal.
No.
I say, got to do it with smack.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the equation.
Well, that's what they used to do with it before. This was the Iran-Contragate affair. Remember when that guy was getting the stuff from Iran, the smack from Iran, and flogging it to give to the Contras?
I remember.
Yep. Same thing. Same people.
I remember in front of a congressional committee.
This is just Afghani heroin rather than Iranian heroin.
Look, same old story.
We should play some music.
Look at that ad for the Global 2005 Marijuana Music Awards.
What about
Sunday, the 1st of April.
Is that still Brian and Tan doing that? No, that's last year's thing.
It's been handed over to a European group, and they're having it over in Europe this year.
So do we do anything at all? Do we have heats? Do we have our local version? It's gone.
Another Nimbin idea that's gone. It's gone overseas, yeah. We have our local people entering over there.
It was Brian's idea.
Hey?
It was Brian's,
yeah, well,
Brian's idea.
It's just taken.
Yeah, it's Brian's.
He just took it with him.
It's gone.
Hey, there's a new event came up this week. We suggested, and I think after Thomas George's Where the Next Macquarie Feels, we should do it. The Universal Joint. We have an ethnic smoking of as many people from different cultures as we can find, pass a giant joint around, and show our common what?
Our common what? Ness.
Oh, Babylon.
Our commonness. Our commonness is not bad. Our common love of the cannabis plant.
Just our commonness. We're all the same.
Our commonness.
We all have the same thing in common.
And we don't pay tax on our pot.
$10 billion tax-free.
Never paid a penny on mine.
But now
a red cent has gone towards the war effort because I smoke pot.
Yeah,
that's right. Not a red cent. That's very true. Very true. How appropriate.
Outside the, not just outside the law, but outside the
paradigm.
Square.
Edge.
No wonder we're freaks.
No wonder I don't pass these tests.
I'll put some music on, Bob along.
Hey, is it a coincidence, studying the media a bit more, the front page of the Northern Star's got a big red headline, Freaked Out, Nimbin Violence Escalating. And the show in the Telegraph says the hippie dream has turned into a freak show circus.
Word freaks there twice. I heard that. We're going to have some music. We're going to come back right after this.
Abandonment and abuse are not acts of God, but of George W. George W. Bush can destroy you. And make no mistake about it. And you know what? Don't mess with Bush. George W. Bush is not the answer. We have common sense. Thank you. blown up crimes. Because I needed it. To get tough. Americans in need are strangers. Who refuse to accept good news about our economy. And America's armed forces need drugs and alcohol to fulfill the mission. My dad must be held accountable for all the homeless. We're proud of you. We're coming home. Mess with Bush. Don't mess with Bush. As governor, I make bad decisions. If you give me your truck, I will destroy you. Not to confront problems, pass them on to others. Americans 30 or 40 years in jail. America will be proud to have depression and war. George W. Bush did nothing. For everyone. Is there hope for me? Do I have a chance? And frankly, no way. Don't mess with Bush. Don't mess with Bush. Everybody loves you and so do I. And don't believe a word of it. And make drugs available and affordable for everyone. And I cannot do this work. Hundreds of thousands of low-income families. I'm proud of this record. I believe great decisions are made with weapons of mass destruction. And mother. Leave the air and waters clean. My reelection will not make it safe. Single moms struggling to feed the kids. We will continue this progress. Sometimes in life we're called to do great things. Not this time.
As usual.
Boing. Well,
a little bit of George Bush there, just rock, rock. Oh shit, it's done it again.
We're back, but we're not back for long because we've got a big spliff here that we're going to go outside and we're going to blow.
Damn these.
We've had enough of this.
Now, I wonder if it's the machines or if it's the bloody CDs. This machine's just eaten my CD again.
Who has?
This machine has.
Eaten it, won't let it go.
Yeah, it's taken it upon itself to eat.
Does listener need to know this bullshit?
I don't know. No. Maybe listener doesn't. No.
Listener doesn't give a big rat's.
No, I'm afraid listener doesn't either. No, we've got ourselves a...
Hey, is the cricket this weekend? Well, it is.
It came out.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Be on for a while.
10 a.m. Sunday, down at the Headers, big cricket day. Anyone who's there at 10 a.m. and signs on can play.
Okay.
Now, I reckon this is a really good thing. Sue Boardman's organised it. It's a really good.
They're mine.
It's a really
Wobblongs.
They're mine.
It's a really great day. That's on Sunday. Go down to the cricket.
Yeah, hey, listen,
Lynn
guys,
Larson, can I the do, former can Australian I, women's cricket captain, yeah, is presenting the prizes.
Fantastic.
And can she pull a bong, mate?
Hey, I just discovered something. I've had the same type of CD jam up
and slip out of the cradles of both these players, and it's those ones, take a note, boys and girls, it's the ones with this sort of like sticky white cover on them, and they're designed for being printed directly onto through an inkjet printer, and they have this white covering. Well, the white covering seems to get a bit tacky with moisture, whatever, and six inside seat. Okay.
Go and make a cup of tea.
No, I'm finished.
We're going to go out and have a split.
I'm finished. We're out
We've
of
had
here.
Enough of this psycho babble. I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
We've got 5 minutes.
I don't care. We're going to put music on.
Go away.
Yeah. No, we've got one more song to go out with.
You talk. You say something. You say something.
Come on, guys. Be polite.
Can we not put music on and stop pounding a listener?
We're going to have one more track.
Excuse me. There's some important local announcements.
Okay. Go.
Tonight is the grand reopening of the Bush Theatre and its Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Ooh,
dining from 5:30. Bookings call 891-111. Music from 8:30 with Anahata and Sounds from the Shed. Cover charge $5.
Cool.
Sounds from the Shed are great. $5 per person. $5 opening of the Bush Theatre tonight.
The reopening.
And it's new Mexican restaurant.
Fantastic.
Right? Now we all know what's happening in Mexico. I'm sure that flavour will be there.
Who's cooking?
A Mexican.
Okay.
How can people get away with calling it a Chinese? I've been to Chinese restaurants, not a Chinaman inside.
I know. So there's no Mexicans there either. So
Thai
it's
restaurants,
all right.
Not a single slant anywhere.
Yeah. No, this is cool. It's a Mexican restaurant, and there's absolutely no Mexicans on board. It's cool.
And
no
tonight
worries.
Is the big drum up in the pub tonight. That's Ben, a guy who never turns up.
Oh, is he going to turn up tonight, or he's not going to turn up tonight? Go along and find out.
The big drum up. There you go.
No time back. Don't tell me they've got Mark Jago in there on karaoke on
tomorrow
night. They have.
They have indeed. Compass
and
Rose on
Compass
Sunday.
Compass Rose.
Yep. That's this weekend.
And next Friday, Daddy Cool.
Don't go on.
Daddy Cool.
Don't go on.
That's
people
bolo.
Can't remember.
That's tonight, the bolo, Daddy Cool.
That's tonight, Friday the 24th.
It's 30 metres away. I've got to read this. It's really difficult.
Would you like me to read it for you, Michael?
Can I go and have this thing?
I want
to
light
this
music
up. So
well, Michael, we're out of here. Say goodbye. Michael, say goodbye.
I haven't stopped talking since I got started.
I know. Why do you talk so much?
I don't know.
Bye, listener.
I've been stressed, actually. I've been a mess. And I total stress in the museum. I feel like I'm same old stuff. I don't want to talk about it. I need help. Thanks very much to you.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo.